Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. I'm here on my own today doing Rambly Boo for September. I think I'm on September the 7th, playing some semi-inspiring music. It's called New Technologies, and the reason I'm playing this will become apparent. But then I've also got a song that I want to share with you. That will become apparent in a minute as well. But yes, I want to rambly boo about something. Okay, so I am going to rambly boo today about the Apple. Well, about Apple. And about iPhone 7. I'm going to ramble about that. I'm going to moan about it. I know that. Excuse me. I've just still got this cold thing going on. And that's annoying. It's gone into like... from being... Oh, what would you call it? Like achy and fluey and everything else. Dizziness to really snotty, horrible cold. And a leftover tickly cough, which always happens. Anyway... We're a little bit into this boot, and as usual, I'm rambling. But then, it is rambling. Right, iPhone 7. I'm not happy. And I don't suppose Apple care, really. You know, I'm sure they'll have plenty of people buying their phones. But I won't be buying the iPhone 7. Now, this is the thing. It's for a reason, a few, really. Whenever I haven't been able to buy Apple products, it's usually been because... in fact, it's always been because I couldn't afford to buy them. So if it was, especially around the phones, I mean, the phone is a starting point, isn't it? And so now the iPhone 4, I think I had the first time I got that on contract. Then the iPhone 5 was on a contract. iPhone 6 and 6S I bought... when they came out, so they weren't on contract, and then, you know, I'd sell the one to sort of, you know, put money towards the other and that kind of thing. But this time round, I think I'm not going to buy an iPhone 7, and I think it's a principal thing. For the first time, instead of feeling as a customer that I have that desire, you know, the AIDA. It starts, doesn't it, with attention, attraction, and then interest, and then desire, and then action. Yeah. And it isn't going to happen. No, I don't think it is. And it's actually having the opposite effect. Now I'm thinking I resent Apple because they're just adding more and more things to it, aren't they? So iPhone... I think iPhone 128 gig is going to be somewhere in the region of £699. I mean, that's more than I paid for my laptop, and my laptop's at least 3 years old. So it is something that I would think, well, okay, I'll try and, you know, get the money together, put in a credit card, whatever, then sell my iPhone 6S on eBay or somewhere, and then at least put some money back. So I know that I'm making a loss probably of a few hundred quid each year. But I offset that against the fact that, you know, the phone's useful and it's accessible for most things. You know, Apple still is way ahead in terms of accessibility. But this time it's different, isn't it? Because you've got this iPhone 7, and they're going on about the gaming abilities of it and stuff like that, which won't really do a lot for me. But then they've got this thing now with the, what's it, AirPods. So they don't come, it doesn't come with AirPods, it comes with a pair of earpods, as far as I know, with the lightning adapter on it, a lightning cable, because obviously they've got rid of the headphone jack. And so, at the very least, I'd have to get a jack to iPhone Lightning cable adapter for phones, headphones that I really like. I'm not ready to go Bluetooth just yet. So, because I've got a perfectly decent pair of Bose, two pairs of Bose headphones, and one pair of, I can't remember what the other one's called, but they're Bluetooth. But the thing is, I've got headphones already, so that's a bit of a put off as well, but not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is the fact that I'd have to buy the AirPods, and the AirPods are like £150. So now my iPhone is going to be with those AirPods, £699, whatever. Then seven, so seven, 850 odd quid, nearly, or whatever. What's the point? I mean, oh, man alive! And then if you bought the watch as well, I mean, are they going to be few hundred pound for the watch, even the basic watch, I would imagine. So what for watch two? I'm just thinking, what is this all about? It's choice, I suppose. It is choice. It doesn't feel like choice. It feels like I'm being locked out. It feels like it's elitist and whatever. And I'm not sure that that's the way Apple should be going, really. I don't have to buy AirPods, of course I don't. But we're told it's this enriching experience, and if Tim Cook keeps saying, and this is the best iPhone we've ever made, I don't know. I don't know. What would Steve Jobs have done, I wonder? Excuse me. So, no, I think. But what do I do? I don't know what to do. Do I go back to the whole contract thing? And but you'd still have to buy all the stuff on top of it, even if I went for a contract for the next iPhone, which what will that be? 7.5. I mean, what are they going to be doing in a year? I don't think there's anything great that's happened between the 6 and the 6S and the 7. And certainly not stuff they could have put on it last year. We're pushing the envelope too much, and there isn't the technology there at the moment to wow us, to make us spend that money every year. So no, I'm not going to do that. But I am going to play you a song. This is Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and it's a bit slower than you'd think it should be.
Welcome to your life.
But it's by Jamie Cullum. I'm out of here. I'll speak to you all soon. Enjoy Jamie Cullum. Bye for now.
Faded.